What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we're in New Orleans counting down the days till Super Bowl 59, Eagles and Chiefs. Joining us now, you can see him on NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game live. Chaz, Ron Jaworski. How are you feeling, brother?
I'm trying to keep my emotions down. It's early in the week. I want to be primed for Sunday at about 6:30, so I'm cool right now. Right? Like, you don't want to peak too early, man.
Yep.
Now, Chaz, your experience in the Super Bowl, was it 1 week in between the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl when you played it in 81, or was it two?
No, we had 2 weeks, and after we beat the Cowboys for the NFC Championship game, you know, we had the day off the next day, and we came in on Tuesday to 2 days. You know, for me, put us right back to it. What do you think of that? Like 2 days.
Oh my God!
Different world.
No one knows what those things are now. But, you know, getting ready to the Super Bowl, we went 4 days to 2 days, and you know, players didn't complain, but after we lost the game, kind of the media made a big deal of it that, you know, Vermeil had overworked us and we'd worked too hard and all that sort of thing. It was all malarkey. I mean, we got to the Super Bowl because we were a hard-working team. You know, that was our backbone. We outworked everybody. That's why we got there. We didn't lose the game because we worked too hard. It just wasn't our day. Mistakes were made. On that particular day, the Raiders were the better team, even though I don't think if we played a seven-game series, I think we would have beaten them four. It wasn't our day. And that's the unfortunate thing about the NFL. It's one game. It's no series.
Yep.
So, Jaws, if I were to ask you, from an Eagles perspective, which matchup do you feel better about? Fangio versus Mahomes or Spags versus Hurts? Which one do you feel better about?
Man, both are phenomenal, phenomenal coaches. I mean, Vic Fangio had a tremendous year, and Spags had, you know, a number of good years as a defensive coordinator in the NFL and four Super Bowl rings. So, to pick one of those two guys would be kind of crazy, because they're both dear friends, by the way. You know, Vic I've known for 40 years, and Spags for over 25 years, going back to his days at with the Philadelphia Stars. So, it just the way these guys coach right now, they're just tremendous coaches. I don't give either of them an edge. I think they're two of the best in the business.
Yeah, it's a pretty fascinating matchup, I think, on both ends. The Spags versus Jalen, and Jalen's evolution from 2 years ago in the Super Bowl until now, and a different team. And then Fangio going up against probably the best – Fangio, rather, with the best defense he's had to go against Mahomes as well.
I'll interrupt you a second, give you a little story, can maybe get a little insight to Steve Spagnuolo, because as I said a moment ago, he's a dear friend, and his wife Maria is from South Philly. They come in and stay down at Jersey Shore for a few weeks before training camp starts, and we always have dinner with the families, and Paul Gunther, who's a coach with the Dallas Cowboys, and we'd get together and just talk. You know, I love being with those guys because I learn about defense. You know, like sitting with Ike for, you know, dinner, you're going to learn a lot about the defense side. To give the quarterback side, I talk about is throwing the ball. So I just enjoyed kind of talking to those guys. And you know what they both feared? Teams that are committed to run the football. Spag said, that's what bothers me. Paul Gunn said, that's what bothers me. Because some teams will run it twice, get stopped, and abandon the run. The good teams that stay with are what bother defensive coaches. Because good defensive coaches like to design They're designers. They want to do fancy blitzes and, you know, double A pressures and all those things to beat you with scheme rather than just being a flat-out football player. So what you have to do is, and I think the Eagles have an advantage because they have shown this year they are staying committed to the run.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that, Jaws. We don't spend a whole lot of time talking about the head coaches. We get into the coordinators, the quarterbacks, and all these other things. But Andy going up against Nick Sirianni or vice versa, however you want to phrase it, I'm wondering from the last time they met in the Super Bowl to this time, do you think Nick approaches this game any differently? Is there any more aggressiveness in this game? From he looks back on that last Super Bowl and sort of feels like, do you try to make something happen in a game like this if you're the head coach? Do you create that opportunity?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you got to be careful as a head coach, and I say this as a quarterback too, because you've got to let the game come to you. And what happens in a game like this, hey, it's the Super Bowl. It's not just another game. Everything for the last 2 weeks has been totally different to what you're used to. And I look at it this way from this Eagles team. There are 8 new starters on defense, 8 from 2 years ago, that Super Bowl meeting. You look on offense, there are 4 new starters. So this is a different team. So these guys new to this Eagle team, they're going to react a little bit differently. So I think you have to stay true to who you are, and also don't let the game get too big. It's easy, you know, it's easy to say that for you and I. Now we sit with a microphone in front of us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But if you got to play the game, it's crazy. It's different. It's strange. It's weird. All the things you can think of. It's different. It's just not another game. So I think the team that handles those distractions has a better chance to win. Not saying they will win, but they have a better chance to win.
Yeah.
What kind of game do you think they're going to need out of Jalen Hurts on Sunday to win this?
Oh, Jalen's going to have to play well. There's no doubt in my mind. Spags will load the box, try to take away the run. That's just the way that he will do it. And he's going to look at this Eagle team and say, what do they want to do? They want to run the football. We've got to stop the run. If the Eagles get in manageable situations all day, Spags knows they're going to get one of those home runs off them. So, you know, you don't want to get, you can give up the 2 and 3 yard runs, but you don't want to give those 3 and 4 where you get to 3rd and 1 or 3rd and 2. Now the play action plays come, or that's when Saquon Barkley makes his big runs when you load the box and he gets on the edge of the defense.
Yeah. One guy that I think we almost avoid talking about, Jaws, because we don't want to be stressing out about him, but Jake Elliott. I mean, Jake Elliott in this game may have to come down and make some big kicks. What's your confidence level in Jake right now?
Well, if you compare him to Harrison Buckner, who's for the Kansas City Chiefs, the guy's one of the hottest kickers in the league the last couple of years. He's got a bomb of a leg. He can hit him from 70 yards. We don't have that luxury right now. I just hope it doesn't come down to a 50-plus field goal. And he struggled on extra points as well. So, you know, I think Jake Elliott's a pro. I trust Jake Elliott, so I hope he can come through if he's called upon.
Jaws, we've been talking about an either-or situation for about a week now that Ike proposed to me on the air. And we've been asking all of our experts, and it is a tough one. So I'm going to make you pick. We'll see if you pick. I'm going to make
pressure.
You pick. You can choose one of these two situations to be in at the end of Sunday's game. Situation one, the Eagles are up 4 points. The Chiefs get the ball at their own 20-yard line with 3 minutes to go. Situation two, the Eagles are down 4 points. They get the ball on their own 20 with 30 minutes to go. With 3 minutes to go, which situation would you rather face if you're the Eagles?
I'm taking our defense. I think
you're the first.
Finally,
to say it. Yeah,
finally, Jaws. Yep. Finally,
I'm taking our defense. I think it's going to be the key to the game overall, not just in that situation. You know, when I've looked at the Chiefs and I see Joe Tooney at left tackle and Juwan Taylor at right tackle, they're going to have to keep their two guards inside because we'll crush them inside. So those guys are going to get one-on-one blocks. And I think that's the area we can take advantage of the Chiefs' offense with the pass rush on the edge with those two tackles.
Mm. Wow. And
aside, he knows football.
He does. A football guy. Finally, we got a football guy to answer. Yeah. And is there, aside from the Patrick Mahomes thing, would, as an Eagles fan, what would number one concern be about the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday?
You know, they've been kind of overlooked because their offensive line has not been able to hold up with against a good pass rush. But their wide receivers, now DeAndre Hopkins is not a burner, but he's a good possession receiver. But Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown can fly. They are fast. And I think you're going to see some maximum protection shots where you're going to see Andy and and his offensive staff take some shots, go max pro, run two receiver routes and take their shots on them because they do have some speed. But they can't use that speed if Patrick Mahomes is on his back. So they're going to go to maximum pro and take their shots to get explosive plays.
All right, Charles. Well, I mean, are you ready to make a prediction?
I've already made it a few times.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen it. All right, give it to us then.
I'm very happy to give you my pick. Eagles 24, Chiefs 19, Super Bowl 59 is owned by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Love it. 24-19.
Now,
24-19.
One last thing we'd like to address with you. We were listening to your appearance on the morning show last week, and we heard Joe DiCamera rudely ask on the air for his sister to get into the cigar party. So we would just like to apologize, I think, for Joe for doing something. And we all have sisters that we would like to get in as well.
No need, Spike. I got her in.
All right.
So we're up to 1,101 guests right now.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
That sounds like a great party right there.
Yeah.
Like 15 years we're doing that party, so it does pretty darn well. We have a lot of fun, and we raise money for Gridiron Greats, which is Coach Ditka's foundation, which you know, most people think all the players make money like they do nowadays. There are a lot of guys in the NFL that played ball for a lot of years back in the day that aren't doing that well. So Gridiron Greats helps those guys out any way that Coach Ditka can. And, of course, Jaws Youth Playbook helps at-risk kids in our community. So we share the proceeds from the event. We've had over 1,000 for the last 15 years, so we're going to keep growing it.
Man.
All right. Thank you as always, Jaws.
Appreciate it, Jaws.
You guys are the best, man. Look forward to working with you on the weekend, Ike.
That's right. Yep. Oh, that's right. We'll be
Ike TV. Yeah.
Oh, is it Ike TV again?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, a little Super Bowl Sunday.
Man, what outfit we got? You picked out the outfit for you, or what?
They ain't picked out already.
Yep. I'm sure you do.
Yeah. I'm sure you do.
I would have wore a sweatshirt.
but a good sweatshirt.
Super Bowl Sunday.
A good sweatshirt, though, not a hoodie.
My hoodie. I will say my hoodie game is starting to get there.
Oh,
it's stepping up.
Yeah, stepping up.
Yeah.
Got the Roback one.
Get a what?
Roback?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
It's kind of trendy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You are a trendsman.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows.
I got boots the other day.
Yeah.
I'm going to be these are not the boots. I'm going to be a problem in about a year.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You and Elliot going to?
No. I dress like a man.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
215-592-9494. Are you more nervous or confident than you were a week ago in the Eagles on Sunday? Dave in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Man, I'm more nervous, y'all. I mean, you got number 15 over there, Patrick Mahomes, man. I mean, if you look at this guy's track record, it's incredible. I mean, you know, you'd be talking about Tom Brady, but he's killing Tom Brady's records. I mean, 7 straight AFC championship games. Nobody's ever done that. I mean, it's
LeBron
gonna be tough.
Did it.
Oh, stop.
I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, that guy. Like, the Eagles cannot be up by 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. They got to be up by, like, 10, at least 14, because the guy can come back, man. And that's the problem I got. Listen, they've been playing like this all year. Then this one game, this is their chance. Andy Reid, 2 weeks, he's going to be prepared for the Eagles, man. I mean, it's going to be a tough game. I just hope that the Eagles show up. I think the key is Saquon. If they can get him to run, that opens up everything. But if they shut him down, we'll see. Jalen has to step up. But I think they, you know, I think this is possible. But it's right now with Patrick Mahomes, until it's 0-0-0, Ike, and I see the confetti on the green side, then I know we won. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We're going to need a good offensive game plan. They have to be prepared for Spags to want to load up and try to slow down Saquon. But they've seen loaded boxes all year. I mean, they've seen this stuff all year. It really boils down to, you know, Jalen playing well in the passing game. If he's playing well early in the passing game, then that defense has no choice but to take the extra guy out of the box, and you start paying attention more to A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Dallas Goedert, and now maybe Saquon takes over in the second half. That's kind of what I'm envisioning happening in this game Sunday. And then when you flip it, I just like our defense versus this Chiefs offense.
You've always been a D-man.
Man, I just like. Listen, Patrick Mahomes is great.
Big D guy.
And he can find a way to make plays against anybody's defense. So I get that. But other than Patrick Mahomes, I like our matchup of our outside guys versus their skill guys. I certainly love our D-line, Jalen Carter, going up against this Chiefs offensive line that's been really, it's been moved around all year long to where they got Tooney playing left tackle and he's really a guard. Can you imagine trying to have somebody block, single block Jalen Carter on the inside?
Well, right. I think the two things that gives me confidence.
Thank you for the call, Dave.
Is teams have ran well against this Chiefs team in the postseason.
Yes.
I mean, James Cook just did it.
James Cook looked good last
have
week.
Have run.
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
ran?
Have run.
Run. Yes.
Ran or have run. It's one of the two.
Right. You can't have ran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you better.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to embarrass you on the radio.
Well, it's too late
for that. Okay.
Everywhere I go, you try to dunk on me at all times.
No, I don't.
Really
I love
do.
You. I love
no,
you.
But you know what you love more?
What?
Making me look like an idiot.
No, you do that just fine on your
no
own.
No one better, some would
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Anyway.
No one has ran as well. As a,
there you go. No one has run.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
half. Half run.
Yeah.
No half.
I think the big thing with Saquon is I don't think anybody's shutting him down.
Right.
I think the difference is that we have relied on Saquon for big, huge, explosive plays. I think that what we might have to be prepared for is he doesn't bust 2 70-yard touchdowns. You know,
I'd be surprised if he has one of those in this one.
Right. Yes. And that's the big difference. And that's why.
Surprised.
I would be surprised. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I expect one.
One.
I'd love to have it.
Dude, if Saquon breaks a run like that in the Super Bowl, that's an all-time Super Bowl
yeah.
moment.
Now, it may not be 70.
All right,
but
no, yeah.
40, 50-yard
well,
run.
As long as it's the whole way.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah, I expect him to make a big run.
Now, what if Shipp gets in there? Is he going to get caught from behind?
Yes.
Unless Kenny G is still injured, I don't expect to see Shipley out there playing running back.
And we haven't heard anything about Kenny G.
Right.
Right.
You know what? Because when's their first official? Well, are they practicing now?
No, tomorrow, right?
Right, yeah, that's what I thought.
So, you know, one thing, and Jack will have much more. One thing that we're going to try to give you from New Orleans is the sights and sounds and our experience. Mm-hmm. And I think Jack will have a lot more of this in the top five.
Oh, there was a lot to break down yesterday.
But one thing that we got to break down
here.
This
is Ike's favorite thing.
Is, oh, God.
Well, I mean, okay. So we all go out to dinner last night.
Yeah.
And there was a problem at the hotel. The guys couldn't check into their rooms. So, you know, everybody was dressed in what they flew in. So we decided that we're going to go out after dinner. We go back to the hotel. And Ike's like, I'm going to go upstairs for a minute.
Yep.
I'm going to come down, and then we're going to go out.
Just a minute.
So we all – and Giglio actually went up too. So we're all sitting in the lobby in our flight clothes. And 10 minutes passes. And 20 minutes passes, and Giglio comes down, and he looks around, and he's like, where's Ike? And we're all like, I don't know, maybe he fell asleep, maybe we're going to get to go to bed here.
There was some sleep allegations.
Yeah, there was some sleep
allegations. Yeah, I thought allegations. I went up there and went to sleep.
Yes, we thought that was possible. Yeah. So then there was the debate, do we check in on Ike? I'm like, I don't know, if you check in on him, he's definitely going to come down. We might be able to go to bed if we just let him sleep.
Oh, you're trying not to go out.
Well, you know me. And look, I was cool when we went out. Right. It was totally good, but any opportunity I have to go to bed. So, I don't know, 30 minutes later,
oh,
35
God.
Minutes later.
Could have been an hour.
Yeah. Here comes Ike, totally, like, showered, shaved, in a new outfit, in this poppin' sweater, chains,
yeah.
smelling good,
yeah.
looking good, ready to go out. You guys ready? And I was like, oh, man. Not only is he looking he already looks better than all of us, but not only does he look like going out, Ike has freshened up upstairs, too. Like, he is ready to go. So
Ikey Burbage.
Yeah, so thanks for letting us sit in the lobby, only to watch you come down.
I thought
down.
You guys were upstairs freshening up yourselves.
No.
I don't freshen up.
Yeah.
And we also didn't have a room, Ike.
Well, I had a room. I could have freshened up a little bit.
Right.
I could have put on a collar.
Well, I guess we didn't have a room by that point.
Yeah.
We had a room by that point.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I can't let the outfits go to waste, man.
No, of course not.
I packed them, so I got to wear them.
And you have a second bag just for your shoes.
Just for the shoes.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
That was the heaviest suitcase I've ever packed, by the way. I did pack 4 going out outfits.
See?
4.
See?
I didn't wear any of them last night, so I got to go out twice tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Make Ike wait.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Nick in Harleysville. You're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Nick.
Hey, so I think that the Eagles, I don't know, every day is different. I think today I'm optimistic about the Eagles. The one thing that maybe I'm making a big deal about this more than other people are the referees and how they referee the post-game, especially the Super Bowl. I'm a big
ref the
post-game
show?
What's that?
What do you mean ref the post game? What does that mean?
Well, so you know, I'm a big fan, I'm sure everybody else is, of let them play, right? Well, there were a couple plays in the Redskins game that the refs let them play, and it was clearly pass interference on the Redskins, right? So my whole thing is that
the Eagles were much more beneficiary from the calls on last Sunday.
Correct, but why is it does the NFL allow the refs to almost go by a different set of rules in the post game than they do in the regular season games? Why not let them have let them play rules throughout the entire season? That way, the defensive backs on both teams and the wide receivers on both teams know what they can and can't get away with. I think that to me draws away from watching the Super Bowl and having all these big explosive plays on either side of the football.
Nothing draws away from watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Nick, I have to be honest with you. I don't think the refs call the game very much different in the postseason.
Well, they actually call it our Super Bowl in 17 differently.
Because everyone wants to let them play, right? They want to get handsy, which I'm all for, right? But have the rules be the exact same through the regular season also, and not just for the post and the Super Bowl. Let them play.
Yeah, but you're going to say that until somebody
pulls down AJ.
Yeah, grabbing AJ's arm the entire time.
Right, but then you can also say this, is that the last time the Eagles met the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, whenever they made that fourth down stop, and then they had that one ridiculous, like, oh, he, like, grabbed his jersey, but it was just nothing, and that guy ended up catching the football in the end zone. Where do we stop? Do we let them play, or do we get away with just sneezing on them and it's a pass interference call?
You know what, Nick? I think the refs try to do, and I'm not trying to defend them, but I think they have to call every game based on the way it's kind of being played between the two teams that it's playing. I think a ref's job is actually way more hard than we give it credit for. I think, like, they are – I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to stand on an NFL football field while a game is being played, but I got that opportunity a couple of times. And it is so the fact that they call what they call accurately is actually mind-blowing to me.
Because I'm sure.
One quick thing, Nick. One of the things you don't really think about when you're watching the game is that we're watching from an angle. We're watching from above, from the middle. They're watching at ground level. So all of these guys running, they're all taller than them, bigger than them, faster than them, and they almost have to see through what's happening. So I think they do, and thank you for the call, I think they sort of look at every game and say, how physical is this game? How physical are these two teams? And they call the game based on that. So if it's two teams that are physical, they let them get away with a little bit more, and if it's getting too chippy out there, that's when they start calling stuff to sort of keep the game in a reasonable zone of gameplay is what I think they're trying to do.
And the officials never want to be a part of the story.
No.
They don't want to, because they know we're going to replay over and over and over that call, and, you know, we're going to scrutinize calls. So they don't want to be a part of it. And to play with James Bradberry, if it doesn't happen out in that ISO shot between he and the wide receiver and you're grabbing his waist, what's the official supposed to do? He can either let it go,
right,
and then he's going to get killed by the Kansas City side for not making the call.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
They're late. So He's calling it by the letter of the law. And even Bradbury after the game said, I grabbed him.
Right.
He said it.
Yeah. Most times when they call something, it happened.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how many times they call
yes.
it when it happened.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Now, Jack, I'm getting a little confused now because of times. We're going to talk to Buzz next.
We're going to talk to Buzz next.
Okay, so if you remember last week, we got made up a giant thank you, Joe, card to thank Joe Shane.
Oh, I was going to say, we're thanking Joe DeCamera.
No, Joe Shane. We're never thanking Joe DeCamera. We're thanking,
anyone but.
Thanking Joe Shane for not signing Saquon Barkley so we could.
Yep.
We got that card signed by not by a lot.
300 Eagles fans.
A lot of Eagles fans. A lot.
300.
A lot. It wasn't that, but it was a lot. And Buzz, we sent Buzz and Tucker to the Giants facility today to deliver the card directly to Joe Shane.
So
sweet.
What I find interesting, and I would like to break it down with Buzz,
yeah,
is he took a picture outside MetLife Stadium.
Which is not where the Giants facility is.
I didn't know if he went to the right place.
Dude, if he went to the wrong place.
Oh, he went to MetLife Stadium.
Well, maybe he did both.
It's right. It's in the same lot.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that, but look, this is what I'm going to say. I went over a diagram of the place with Rod last week, right? With Rod.
Yeah.
I showed him exactly where the facility is,
yep.
exactly where Buzz should park. Yep. And if Buzz walked into friggin' MetLife when the Giants' offices are right next to MetLife, the guy is not working on our show anymore.
That would be such a Buzz thing to do.
I will murder him. And if you lie about it, Buzz, I'm going to call the Giants and find out if you walked in there. I will find out if
he
lies.
Will, too.
So, hey, yeah, he's serious, too.
I've worked with them for 3 years. I'm going to be able to get that answer. So if you don't lie, at least step like tell the truth. So Buzz will join us next, and we will find out exactly what happened, whether he was able to deliver
God.
The card to Joe Shane.
Your this is going to go swell.
This is going to go great.
Are you more confident or more nervous than you were a week ago? 215-592-9494. The WIP Afternoon Show in New Orleans.
Hey!
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The fireman.
Osco, what's up, baby? BD!
See, you're not a Lil Wayne's man. This is.
Oh, no. Of course I'm a Lil Wayne's
man.
No, he's talking to me.
Yeah. So then now we can all laugh at Spike. We don't need to laugh at Jack about his rap tape.
Listen, okay. That's back when Lil Wayne was, I mean, when you're talking about the Carter 3, 4.
Yes.
Carter 2, 3,
so,
4. Best ones.
Funny you should mention that. A friend of mine told me, we were talking about rap, and he told me the Carter 3 and 4. He said, have you ever listened to these? I was like, no, not really. And he made me download them and listen to them. And I have, at somehow that era, maybe it was because of what I was doing when I was doing it, mm-hmm. it just completely went past me. Those are awesome albums.
Oh, yeah.
And they changed. You can hear everything after those albums is different.
Come on, man. I was listening to that on the 8th grade bus.
There you go. Man. There you go.
Yeah, that's back when I was listening more Lil Wayne. Then he got it. Hey, you know. Then when he did the lollipop stuff,
yeah.
A Millie.
I didn't like a Millie.
I didn't like any of those songs,
yeah.
man. Mr. Officer is on Carter 3, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in New Orleans. It's rap talk with the guys.
Yeah.
Hip hop talk with
on,
the
man.
Guys. Do we have, is Buzz here?
Yeah, Buzz is there.
Okay.
Buzz? Commissioner Buzz?
What's up? How's Radio
yeah,
Row? How's
great.
New Orleans going?
All right.
Oh, you sound great.
Buzz sounds terrible. Can we fix that? Or
I don't think we can fix it here. So
okay.
This might be the best word to be able to deal with it.
Buzz, can you say hello just so I can get a handle on how bad you sound?
Hello. How's it going, guys?
There we go. So Commissioner Buzz went out into Philadelphia last week to get our thank you card for Joe Shane signed. Joe Shane, the general manager of the Giants, who let Saquon go. And then today he went on a covert mission with Tucker to deliver the thank you card to Joe Shane. So my first question to you, Buzz, is, and you have to answer this honestly because if you lie, I will find out. Trust me. You sent us a photo of yourself in front of MetLife Stadium with the card. Did you deliver the card into MetLife Stadium or the Giants facility?
No. So with Tucker as my witness, we parked in the MetLife lot. We took a photo because it was a better photo op in front of the stadium. I absolutely delivered it into the facility.
Okay, so if I remember correctly, there's sort of a toll booth looking thing in the front of the
security gate,
security gate. But there's only one guy there, and he's usually pretty nice. So were you able to get past that guy without having to talk to him?
So I walked by him. I just kind of, you know, minded my own business, acting like I
belong.
Acting like I own the place. And I made it pretty far. I got pretty close to the door. And then I don't know if the guy wasn't paying attention or if he had a change in heart, but he comes storming out of the gate and he goes, who are you? You know, where are you going? Where are you going with that thing? I was like, I'm delivering a package to the front desk. He was like, I got to call this in, go through all these measures. So he brings me back. He makes me stand outside of the gate. So he's looking at the photo. He's talking to his supervisor. It looked very official. Shout out to Tucker and Ava. They made it look like an official envelope, a real stamp on there and everything, postage, if you will. And so I'm standing out there, and he's like, who are you with? I'm like, Odyssey. I have a delivery here for whoever. I act like I didn't know who Joe Shane was. And he took the card. And he was like, I'll make sure it gets to the right place. And I tried to talk my way back in, tried to insist that I needed to hand deliver it, but he would not have any of it. But then the funniest part is when I was walking away from the desk, he once again chased me down and was like, actually, I need more information from you. Takes my phone number down, took a photo of my driver's license. So they might be trying to track me down if they're not too happy with this delivery. But I can report that I got it to the security desk.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, the good news is I think they were taking all that information in case there was something in there that was
dangerous. Yeah, in case you delivered anthrax or something to the damn place.
Yeah, something.
And you do look very, like, that's something you would do, Buzz.
Yeah.
They didn't think this guy.
Anthrax,
Yeah. So they didn't say, wow, you really do look like an NFL personnel. You look like a player.
Amazingly, they didn't mistake me for, like, you know, a player or anything like that. He did think it was a little suspicious.
Kicker.
I was surprised how close I got. Like, I don't know if the guy was, like, texting or looking down or whatever, because I got pretty close to the door before he chased me down twice.
Well, the move is, if you ever have to walk into a place where you're not if you ever need to walk into a place where you're not supposed to be, the key is, first of all, a great trick is to be on your phone and act like you're in an intense conversation, and you just walk, like I said, like I told you before, you walk in like you're supposed to be there. And most times, they let you go when you do that. You'd be surprised where you can get just walking like you're supposed to be there. So you got pretty close. I'm proud of you for getting close. I wonder, what do we think? Do we think it's actually going to get to Joe Shane?
No shot.
No shot.
It'll be in the trash can.
Well, you think somebody will open it.
I think they should open it.
Yeah.
Maybe chuckle.
Yep.
And then say, but it's like the thing with Angelo happened, where it's like, I thought it was funny.
Thing with Angelo. Oh, when you, that's a completely different
thing.
Tweet
that got him thrown off the show. Yeah.
Yeah, you moron. Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was funny. So they got that's a difficult situation to navigate with Joe Shane.
Yeah.
Would he find it funny?
Yes.
Is the Saquon thing a touchy subject?
It probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah. Well, we considered at the radio station, do we do a thank you card for Joe Shane or a sympathy card for John Mara?
Right.
And I think John Mara would have taken it and smiled.
I think so, too.
Joe Shane, who's probably getting fired after this coming season, probably doesn't think it's that funny. Well, good job, Tucker. Good job, Commissioner Buzz. Are we posting this on the WIP Twitter now?
I put the photo up of him outside.
Yeah, we are. So Tucker got all kinds of video. He actually got me getting turned away from the desk and getting chased down. So that'll be up.
Yes,
on social media.
And is that that'll go up on the that'll go up on social as well, right?
That'll be up on the station account at Sports Radio WIP. So looking forward to
good job,
all
Buzz.
Of the content to come from. The most disheartening thing was I really thought I had it. Like I really thought I no sold it and walked past, and the guy running down after me was a little scared.
Yeah,
but ultimately I did get it to him.
But how were you going to get in the door? It was locked.
Well, I didn't think that far ahead.
Open. They'll buzz you in.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I have a delivery.
Well, if you walk up to the front of NovaCare, they'll first of all, if they recognize you, they buzz you in. But otherwise, they say, what are you here for? And you just go, I'm here for
making delivery. And thinking about this in hindsight, should we have dressed Buzz up in like a UPS outfit?
Well, we discussed that. Rod and
pretty
I discussed.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
No,
people do it on Halloween.
Hold on. First of all, a UPS is not the USPS, so it's a different thing.
I guess that's true. That's fair.
And I wouldn't have put UPS on him. I said, give him a brown, like, onesie, like a Dickies onesie.
Yep.
Put a hat on him and send him in there. We discussed that.
Yeah, the problem is, I mean, not to bring it back to Six Flags.
Oh, you don't want to dirty it?
Fuzz and brown and
he's had
that issue.
It would blend in.
It would blend in. No one would notice.
Oh, well, brown.
Six Flags on the way up here, so we might stop there on the way back.
Wow, did you get a cold shiver down your spine?
Yeah.
A little bit. It brings back good memories of high school.
Cold shiver down his spine and a warm spot in his
A warm sensation in the car seat here.
Yeah.
In a company vehicle.
Well, Buzz, I am proclaiming this. I'm already mad at you for not getting 300 signatures and lying to me.
But it was not possible.
It was definitely possible. Shut up.
And you lied. Remember, you lied.
I tried to sell it. I tried to act confident with the facility.
What you need to do is own up to your lie. Okay. But let me finish, and don't, because this is going to be a good thing. I am taking away 50% of that responsibility from you because you did this. So you still have to live down 50% of lying to me, but 50% of it is gone.
I will take that. I'll concede to that.
All right. Congratulations, Commissioner
Thank you.
Buzz.
This is why I put him number one on Stockwatch.
Who, Buzz?
That's buying stock in Buzz. Well, he did a good job here.
Yeah, you've been buying stock in Buzz, but you're also like a snake oil salesman. You're selling stock in Buzz as well.
Who am I selling it to?
You're trying to sell it to me. You know it's true.
No, I'm pro-Buzz.
215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous than you were a week ago? We will get to your calls. Whatever I tell you, you know, Sunday is a big game for us. It's all, don't let your dogs, your pets, your dogs and cats not also celebrate big game. Birds Mania bandwagon with the lead dog, George Parenti, and all Dogs and Cats Rule stores. So everyone in stock, NFL-licensed Eagles jerseys, in all sizes for your pet. I got a Bryce jersey for Rebel. You remember that one? You can get yourself a Birds and Eagles one as well. They got bandanas, toys, collars, leashes, fresh baked big game themed biscuits.
Wow.
And a special savings on chicken and beef jerky. Buy one, get one special on Philly cheesesteak jerky and Kansas City barbecue chicken jerky. Buy one, get one free. You got to go to your local Dogs and Cats Rule. It is the best place anywhere. Pick up a cookie or two. Get some premium nutrition for your dog or your cat. Raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, whatever it is. And you can deal with the best staff you're going to deal with anywhere. 7 locations. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. In PA, we got Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. Online, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Go Birds. Domin in Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Domin?
Damon?
Damon?
Damon. Yeah, what are you talking about, Damon?
It's D-A-H. That's
Damon.
Damon.
All right, would you pipe down back there for Andy?
I put the pronunciation up there.
Now you're yelling. Here we go.
Okay, dummy. Let me tell you something, dummy.
What's wrong with you?
If it's Damon, then it is D-U-H-M-O-N-D. D-A-H is da. D-U-H is duh.
This guy and his rules, man.
Don't you ever get loud on the microphone.
Yeah. You pipe down back there, Frank.
Damon? Damon, are you there? He's not even there anymore.
What are we doing? You're supposed to talk to him, Fran. I need to know what Damon thinks about the Eagles.
Well, if that wasn't the correct phonetic spelling, am I right? D-A-H is da, not duh.
Yeah, it's da.
Yeah.
Duh is D-U-H.
Yes.
Fran.
You should know duh well. Fran, Joe in Philly, you're on WIP.
Shut up.
Hey, have a good time down there. And I've been thinking about the game some more. I'm still going to lay money on them. I'm even going to give Kansas City some points and stuff and get cocky about it like that. But
I want to see a little alternate spread. Get up to 9.5. Come on.
I don't want their points. Other thing, Ike.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Spike. No offense, Ike, but Spike, I think you're the NBA guy. What's with this trade, man?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Joe, start over.
What's with this NBA trade, man? With Luka, man, I gotta have your take on this, man.
So it's hard to not look at it and say that even if they decided they wanted to sell early on Luka, right? And they know more about Luka than anybody else does, right? So if they decide, hey, look, this guy doesn't take care of his body. He's got a calf thing that's been there for 2 years. He's heavier than he's ever been. We don't believe in this. I understand that. I understand if they don't want to rebuild, right? If they want to stay good, that they want to trade for a player who's good now. However, it's not enough back. It's just not enough back. Like, you have to get more back. I even believe the Mavericks could be good right now. But you traded a guy who's 25 for a guy who's 32. And you traded what could be, you know, your next 10 years of basketball for, like, the next 2 years. So I don't mind them trading Luka. I think you could look back at look back at the Iverson era, right? And after he won MVP, and they knew he didn't take care of himself, maybe you want to sell a guy at the top of his value. Maybe that might have been the right time to do it and not wait till his value goes down. However, this is not the right value. Like, Anthony Davis and Max Christie is not the right value, and I think it's going to end up getting the Dallas general manager fired.
Yeah, that's what
they
I don't
have sent
like about.
Everybody on that Lakers team back
yes,
to Dallas.
Yes.
Why was it only the Lakers team out of 28 other teams they could talk to? It was only the Lakers they talked to, man.
Well, so here's the issue, is that players have a very limited number of places they actually want to go to when they're in that. And Luka can be a free agent after next year. So if Luka only wants to go to Miami or L.A., and you start getting difficult and threatening to send him somewhere else, you're going to have to find a team that not only matches what you want, but is willing to take the risk of trading all that stuff for him to walk. So let's say, for instance, it's only Miami and L.A. Well, then you go to Miami, and they're offering you, let's say they offer you Bam Adebayo. Or maybe they tell you Pat Riley, who doesn't want a guy who's not going to take care of himself and doesn't want a guy who's going to walk roughshod all over the organization. Maybe Pat Riley tells you, look, we don't want to trade you Bam. We love Bam. We'll give you Tyler Hero and a first-round pick. So I think I don't know that they could have made the right trade in this situation if they want to stay. And I think it's going to get the general manager fired. I respect them selling high on him if that's what they decided to do. But this isn't selling high. They just didn't get enough back. You got to hold up the Lakers for more, like Ike said.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good time.
All right, brother. You want to talk? It said he wanted to talk about the Eagles, but guess
what? Nah, he wanted to get your thoughts, man.
Nothing going on with the Eagles now.
Well, I mean, that trade was, I would say, we all woke up to it, right? Because it happened in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It was one of the most stunning trades, maybe the most stunning trade I've ever woken up.
I can't think of a trade that was more stunning.
Yeah, everybody was trying to figure out if the tweet was fake.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to say who are the three most valuable players in the NBA from a trade perspective, you would say Jokic. You would say Giannis, Tatum, and Luka.
Yeah.
Those are the four guys. I can't think of somebody else who has more trade that going into this, you would say.
Now I'm a Wemby guy.
Oh, Wemby. I forgot about Wemby.
Wemby, this is about to be his league in 2 years.
Wemby might have more trade value than all of them, so add Wemby into that. But those are the guys, right?
Yeah.
SGA. I mean, but Luka, I think, we would all guess, had more value than maybe anybody
Most
but Wemby.
Most of those guys, yeah.
Because he's younger than Jokic.
Yes, he's younger.
It was just a psychotic. And then I also give the Mavericks general manager credit for being honest in the press conference afterwards, but it just made him look stupid.
You know, did you buy that he didn't tell Jason Kidd? I'm not buying that one.
I don't know.
I mean, I can understand they wanted to remove Jason from, in case there's something there with Jason and Luka.
Right, yeah.
But you got to tell your head coach you're trading away the damn franchise player.
Well, I'll tell you the one thing I didn't buy is that LeBron found out at dinner.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, sure, LeBron.
He had no idea.
Yeah, LeBron didn't know they were hiring J.J. Redick, right. Who was his podcast partner,
yeah.
And didn't know they were trading away Anthony Davis, who he forced the team to trade for five years ago.
And it is a clutch client.
Yes.
Well, and I like the tweet when the guy said they've had a falling out or LeBron has soured on AD.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a tweet. It was Bill Reiter, who works for Infinity Sports Network.
And then LeBron quote tweeted it.
Oh yeah, it said yeah.
Bleeping liar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't want to trade AD at all.
For Luka?
For Luka. Yeah.
Well, all of the push to absolve LeBron from any of this made me believe he definitely knew about it.
They literally came out like, well, this
is not LeBron. LeBron didn't know. He didn't know. I'm like, man, dude, first of all, you're not going to trade somebody off this team without LeBron knowing about it.
Yep.
Especially Anthony Davis.
Yes. And you know what was also telling? Anthony Davis waived his $6 million trade kicker to make the trade happen. So he has a previous relationship with the Mavs GM.
Yep. And Jason Kidd.
Yes.
I forgot Jason Kidd was on that staff when they won in the bubble.
I wonder. It makes me think AD was, like, happy to go.
I think so.
You know?
I think so.
To get out of that, whatever that weird
whatever
vortex
it was,
they have in there.
And now he's going to go play with Kyrie.
Yep. And the Mavericks GM is going to get fired, and the other guy that's going to end up getting fired is J.J. Redick, because there is no way Luka wants J.J. Redick screaming at him about staying in shape.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
And you missed this defensive assignment and all that kind of stuff. No chance at all. So there it is. We don't have to talk about it anymore. We don't have to talk about the trade anymore. But it was a wild trade. If there's one piece of news that could make – if there's like one thing in the sports world that could make news during Super Bowl week, it is Luka getting traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. All right. So coming up next, Donovan McNabb joins us every Monday at 4. We will get Donovan's thoughts on what the Super Bowl lead up was like for him, what he thinks of the matchup. I'll ask him that scenario, the Hurts-Mahomes scenario, and we will talk to Donovan next, and then we have Elliot Shore Parks for the remainder of the show, I believe.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Get excited.
He's going to do a stupid Mahomes-Hurts thing.
Yeah, a couple of bones to pick with Elliot,
so many bones to pick.
I love it.
A lot of bones to pick. There was a bar in New Orleans who heard very loudly the bones we have to pick with Elliot last night.
That was classic.
Yes, it was.
His charts are out of control.
We found the most quiet, chill bar on Bourbon Street, and then we screamed about football.
I couldn't believe it.
Yep. We've ruined everyone's experience. 215-592-9494. Are you more confident or nervous than you were a week ago about the game? This is, from New Orleans, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.